From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our program. Thank you for joining us once again around God's Word. And thank you also for your kind and encouraging letters. We have been kept pretty busy replying to listeners' requests. Do continue to send for the free literature that we offer on our program each Monday evening at 9 o'clock. I'm only too glad to have you contact us and request the literature and the tapes that we offer free. I'd like to read some verses from Mark chapter 10. It's verses 46 to 52, the story of the healing of the blindness of Bartimaeus. After we read these verses, we will have the SMS singers bring us the lovely hymn, Jesus Paid It All. Now turn to Mark chapter 10, and follow with me as I read from verse 46. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Amen, and God will bless this reading from his word. Now here's the hymn, Jesus Paid It All.
Jesus paid it all.
blessed words, they take us to the very heart of the gospel. Jesus paid it all. I hope you enjoyed that hymn. We're going to turn to Mark chapter 10, and those verses beginning at the verse 46 through to the end of the chapter. The blind man who was made to see. There was little a blind man could do in Israel 2,000 years ago but sit by the highway and beg. Begging was how he obtained the sustenance he required to live. Day and daily he sat there, begging the passing travellers for food and money. But a day was about to dawn when he would beg for something much more valuable than those things he customarily begged for. He was going this day to beg for the mercy of God. Let us observe, first of all, in these verses, that Bartimaeus recognized the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 47 says, "And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out." Blind he may have been, but he was far better informed about the Lord Jesus than most men. How few in the Saviour's day recognized who he was? John and the chapter 1 and the verse 10, speaking of Christ, has this to say: "He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not." The Lord Jesus, the Creator of all things, the Redeemer of men, walked amongst men unrecognized, but Bartimaeus recognized who he was. The learned Jewish leaders did not know who Jesus was. They reacted most angrily when he told them that he was the Christ. Mark chapter 14 and the verse 61 to 64 reads, "But he held his peace and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him and said unto him, Art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes and saith, What need we any further witnesses? Ye have heard the blasphemy. What think ye? And they all condemned him to be guilty of death." I tell you, the learned men, the religious leaders, the theological bigwigs of the Saviour's day did not recognize him. His own family members did not recognize him, nor believe on him. John chapter 7 and the verse 5 reads, "For neither did his brethren believe on him." Joseph and Mary, after the virgin birth of Christ, had children. He had brothers, but they didn't believe on the Lord Jesus nor recognize him at the first for who he was. But thankfully, this changed, because in Acts chapter 1 and the verse 14, and remember, this brings us to a time after Christ was crucified and had risen from the dead and had ascended up into heaven. We read, "These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren." Oh yes, they changed, and we do praise God for this. But so many, in the day in which Bartimaeus cried out, recognizing who Jesus was, so many, I tell you, did not know him. I want you to notice that the blind man had a detailed knowledge of the Lord Jesus. It was not just that he had heard some gossip. No, he had come to a conclusion as to the identity of the man Christ Jesus. It says in verse 47, "He began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Why did he give him such a title as that? He didn't say, Jesus, thou carpenter. He didn't say, Jesus of Nazareth. He said, Jesus, thou son of David. That's a title that the Jewish people reserved strictly for the Messiah. Blind Bartimaeus recognized the Lord Jesus as the promised Messiah. And in this, he was way ahead of others in his knowledge. He knew of Christ's mercy and of his own need of that mercy. Have mercy on me. This man, theologically, had a deep understanding of who Christ was. He knew the power of the Savior. He knew that he could deliver him from his blindness. Listen to these words of a hymn that sum up what it was that blind Bartimaeus was seeking that day. Is there a heart that is waiting, longing for pardon today? Hear the glad message proclaiming, Jesus is passing this way. Is there a heart that has wandered? Come with thy burden today. Mercy is tenderly pleading, Jesus is passing this way. Is there a heart that is broken, weary and sighing for rest? Come to the arms of thy Savior, pillow thy head on his breast. Come to the only Redeemer, come to his infinite love, come to the gate that is leading homeward to mansions above. Seize the opportunity, as did Bartimaeus. Oh, that you today might share in the knowledge of blind Bartimaeus. Oh, that you today might recognize who Jesus Christ is, though all around you men and women may be in ignorance concerning the person of the Savior, and pay little heed to his words and to his works. Oh, but that you might recognize that in Jesus Christ there is found your only hope for eternal life. And may you cry out on him today. We're going to return to the study next week in the will of the Lord. Please plan to join with us around God's Word next Monday morning. And remember, of course, our program tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.